This is a podcast from the BBC.
Tuesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. More ridiculous places you've argued. Also, pre-drinks in garden centres. He's very fashionable. But can Harry Styles really pull off a pig? Nicole from Pontypridd's never been on a plane. We give her advice. And student Max at Exeter Uni is on. And his mum has to guess from multiple choice answers exactly what he's been getting up to during Freshers Week. Lots of fun today. We've got a game involving freshers, because all the freshers are going to uni for the very first time. It's weird for your mum and dad, because like they're used to having you around, having you in the house, and suddenly the little prince or princess has grown up. Got a freshers game at around about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Crispin says, too many eggs doesn't really bode well for the rest of the studio this afternoon. No, it does not. And also, it's not going to be much fun for them on the train to Manchester tonight either.
No, true that. Is this the latest diet from you? Is it eggs only or something?
You know, in a lot of shops now, they just sell the kind of like...
Scotch eggs?
No, not a Scotch egg. That's not diet friendly, is it? Really not, in fact. Scotch eggs, they're like one of the worst things you can have.
Are they?
Yeah, it's like egg. Fat. No, but in the middle of like a lot of fat. Anyway, no, eggs are like a lot of protein, right? And you can buy them like just pre-boiled in little pots, like with spinach in. I just had Bosch two of those.
What, so it's just straight up
boiled eggs,
shellless eggs,
yeah,
in pots.
Yeah, you must have seen it.
No,
they do it everywhere.
I've seen that.
Anyway, Liv says I'm partial to the packets of two ready-made boiled eggs. Gives me hiccups for up to 6 hours. That's the least of my worries. It's definitely not hiccups,
mate. It's just weird seeing a colleague eat a whole boiled egg fresh like that, straight down.
Grimmy was on the eggs for a bit as well, I remember. Yeah, anyway, I hope you're good today. Brockhampton 99 Wildfire is next, and Chris has just discovered something brand new on his phone on the update. More on this in a sec.
Scott Mills.
Remember that time they said that we were awesome for playing their song? That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That is Brockhampton on BBC Radio 1. My favourite bit of that track actually changes every day. Most days. For a few days now it's been, and the finest cheese. Today, it's the bit where it goes all kind of Justin Timberlake. I'm enjoying that bit.
Yeah,
today.
It's like bit of a Who reference this, but you know, in like an old D12 video or something like that, where they all go into boy band mode.
Yeah, that.
That's what I try and do in the studio, and I like click and pull down, like boy band moves.
Arm pull down.
It's a tune.
Brockhampton, 1999 Wildfire. Good news for fans, of which there are lots of you. They are on tonight with Annie Mack from 7 p.m. picking the party playlist. That's good.
Scott Mills.
What you just found on your phone?
Well excited for this. The new update on my phone. It's got this like measure feature to it now, so it can measure anything just using the phone's camera.
Otherwise known as a ruler.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. But through your phone. Imagine that. So you can like press it on one point, goes to the other one, tells you how long it is.
Oh yeah, because when I'm out and about always, I wish I had a ruler.
No,
use a ruler since school.
No, mate, I'm measuring everything. I measure you. I can measure anything.
You can measure anything in here right now.
I can literally measure anything.
In fact, listeners, give us a text on 81199. What would you like Chris to measure first?
Scott Mills.
Just seen JP Cooper tweeted, Scott.
Saying?
Says, is it that time of year already?
What, now, September?
Yeah, is that what he's meaning?
Yeah, because it's always on.
Song. Oh, it does feel better though, doesn't it? Hearing September song in September.
It is good. Loads of people on about this new app on the update for your phone. Someone just put, just been to IKEA, the ruler app is doing bits.
Yeah.
I tell you what, this is also going to be a game changer for late night photo exchanges, isn't it?
True. You ask people, what should I go and measure first? A lot of people were saying pen.
My head was one of them.
Scott's eggs.
Can you measure Scott's face to see if it actually is as big as the moon? says this person. Actually, my moon face has gone down because I lost weight.
It has actually, yeah. Scott's inside leg.
What is that? And why does Dan in Essex want to know what my inside leg is? And what is inside leg?
I don't know. Is it the bit between sort of south of...
Where is it?
How can I describe this?
Like, all the time.
Like inner thigh, isn't
when
it?
I did, I don't know. When I did Strictly, it was like, I'm just going to measure your inside leg. I'm like, okay, babes, you get on with it, but I don't know what that is. I never really asked, to be honest.
Scott Mills.
Chris, why are you telling on me, like, off of school?
I told on you in a proper old school way as well. So, Will here, who works on the show, I actually had to go up to him and go, Will. I won't say what you've done. This. I won't say what you've done.
Well, no, it's outside the studio, so it's fine.
The straight up egg crushed into the floor.
Yeah, I may have done a Scott Spills again and managed to mash some egg somehow into the carpet just outside the studio. Get me a dustpan and brush. I'll have that mopped up for you in no time at all.
No, you're not going to do it. You'll send someone. Order someone to do it.
Someone's doing it. Thank you. Thanks, Will.
Is it egg? Straight up egg.
It's egg.
I will. Sauce. I really miss how when you used to grass on someone, you'd be like, miss.
Yesterday, so many of you got in touch about where you have argued. This is after a couple at our DJ set at Freshers in Lincoln at the uni had a full domestic while stood watching us right at the front. They were arguing, but still enjoying our DJ set. Some of the places you've argued were amazing. During a comedy show in the audience, on a roller coaster just before the drop, some bloke jumped on stage because his wife was dancing with someone he didn't like and had the argument there on the stage.
Funerals.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Tell me about your nightmare argument.
Well, it was a little while ago, and basically we'd had a friend's night out planned. So I told my boyfriend that I couldn't see him that night. And anyway, this friend's night out then got postponed to another day. So I said, yeah, I'll come over tonight. That was all sorted. And then my work rang up and said that there was a shift to pick up if I wanted it. I'm a student, so I've got no money whatsoever. So I was like, yeah, that's fine. Just text my boyfriend to say, you know, I'll be over later rather than earlier because I've got the shift. He started arguing with me over the phone, at which point I was like, this isn't really something we need to argue about. So I just sort of pretended there wasn't a problem. Went to the gym and he followed me to the gym. I thought my arguing tactic here is just to be just carry on with my workout while he argues at me.
Bit weird doing a workout whilst arguing, though, right?
A little bit, but to be fair, I couldn't really be bothered to have an argument.
Were you doing a proper workout? Was it like grunting in between? It's like, you're being unreasonable!
Yeah, except I was the only one actually working out. He was just sort of following me around and arguing at me.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Slightly off.
So were you replying angrily but a bit out of breath?
Yeah.
I think being really reasonable, yeah.
And he was just stood next to you, like a personal trainer, but more like a personal moaner.
How did it get resolved?
Well, actually, that's when it sort of took a turn, because then he was like, he likes to be a bit melodramatic, and he said, right, well, if you're going to be like this, don't want to be with someone like that. Basically, like, threatened to break up with me.
Oh!
Yeah, and said, go get my stuff from your house. So I said to him, well, I haven't finished my workout yet.
Yes, go on. What's the deal there, Scott, with gyms? Just on a side point, are you allowed to bring friends along just to chat to? Or do they have to be working out? If you're in a gym, do you have to work out?
Why would you take your friends there?
Just for a catch-up or something, like...
So your friends are there, you're working out, and they're just listening to you and chatting?
Look, occasionally we've got someone at the back of the studio here. It's like, oh, here's my mate so-and-so. They're just going to sit in for a little bit. What I'm saying is, like, would you not... Is that allowed, that you can go to the gym, be working out, and just have your friends sat there walking around talking?
I don't know, but people from gyms will now be in touch. It seems like a weird idea, but I don't know.
Weird idea, but quite a nice way to socialise with someone.
Let's put it out there.
Scott Mills.
Okay, all the what I call competitors have been on, saying that it's absolutely not okay to bring your friends to the gym for a chat. Go to the pub where you're not in the way of my workout, says Harry in Essex. You know why? Because he's a competitor.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
You can just get on with your workout, can't you?
No, but they don't want it. See, what you are is you are an exerciser. I'm saying like 1 to 3 times a week in the gym.
Yeah, and what are they? Well, what's a competitor then? What is that? How do you get into that bracket?
They're the people that basically, like, all they do is talk about or do the gym. Do you know what I mean? Like the people that avoid certain foods, like they plan on eating exactly what they...
I get you. That's all they've got going on.
Right. I'm not saying that's you, Harry, in Essex, but I'm just saying that you live a healthy enough life, but you're not obsessed with it.
Ish.
Yeah. But Harry is a competitor. There's two different types of people in the gym.
Scott Mills.
I told you they'd take it seriously.
Why do gym people get so angry?
They get really angry.
Why?
Because they're the competitors. They're not the casual gym goers like you. You're just an exerciser.
Doesn't matter. Like,
Dan, so listen to this. Yeah, two types of people. People who get results and people who don't. They take it very seriously,
maybe
Chris.
This is a Dan thing, because there's another Dan in Essex. Who am I? I go to the gym every day, eat steak for breakfast and have 8 abs.
Yeah. That is the kind of person that is not keen on your friend just coming in for a bit of a chat with you while you watch TV together in the gym. Results, yeah, not excuses.
Yeah, but you're meant to enjoy yourself, aren't you?
No.
Well, it's just punishment.
They don't enjoy it.
Do you know what I like to do? Punish myself twice a day.
They don't enjoy it. Shout out to the couple that don't want to be named, but did have an amazing argument in a garden centre the other day. Garden centres are weird. I've not been to one for a while, but you're a big fan.
Yeah, underrated. I'll tell you why. There's lots going on there that you... Like, traditionally, I thought it was just plants at the garden centre.
It's not.
It's not. It's wicked.
It's changed.
You get banging breakfasts in there, generally, I find, and they serve beer. Do you know what we should do one night? I don't think anyone does this. Prinks. A garden centre would be wicked.
Oh, I'm well up for...
I'm bored of... We always go to the same places, right? I'm saying before a big night out, it would be wicked to be in a garden centre. Think about it. Plants everywhere.
Yeah.
Sort of fancy lights and things like that.
Prinks at the GC and booze, yeah.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Two words for you, two words. Harry Styles. Have you seen the new photos?
Yeah, you showed me earlier, so this is my new fashion inspiration idea.
I don't know if you've seen these today, they're all over the internet. It's Harry's new modelling campaign for Gucci. Remember he did one earlier in the year in a chip shop? This time he's in the gardens of a villa in Rome, yeah?
Here's the thing, I don't want to look like Harry Styles.
You do?
No, I don't. But
no,
what I...
No real, because when Harry started wearing real jazzy like blazers and shirts, suddenly you were like, yeah, I can do that. And you say this isn't true,
no, but
it is.
You think...
And I was like, you're not going to be able to pull that off. And
oh, that's
like,
where
no.
I disagree with you.
And you were like, no, I can do it. And then the next thing, you know, I see you at your wedding. And I'm like, what is that monstrosity you're wearing?
What, the wedding?
There was some awful shirt. I mean, not on the day.
Oh,
the day
right.
before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, I thought he's taken that direct from Harry. And are you going to start doing this now? Because I really want you to embrace his new look here. So if you've not seen the pictures, Harry is posing with various farm animals, including a pig. If you just search images of Harry Styles pig and you'll find it.
There's one of him holding a goat. Yeah. And everyone's captioning it, goat on goat.
Yeah.
Suggesting he's the greatest of all. I don't think Harry is the greatest of all time. But I like, what's with the animal?
No idea, it's fashion, darling.
I don't want to be like Harry Styles, but I do think what he does in wearing these kind of wacky clothes is good. Like, it's good to look a bit different. And actually, if I did it and did it all the time, a bit like Grimmie dresses up a little bit, right? If I wore what Grimmie wore, you'd rip it out of me.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is...
You couldn't pull it off.
That's only because you're not used to it. Going back to the wedding thing, did I tell you... I don't think I told you what happened just before the wedding, by the way, in terms of what I was wearing.
What do you mean?
Oh, I didn't tell you.
Oh, it's not an awful shirt, is it?
No. So the trousers that I was wearing on my actual wedding were... I tried them on the day before we were going to leave.
So you?
For the first time, tried them on. And I actually thought they were all right, but I wore a belt and it sort of tightened them up. And wore those in front of Rhea, and they were like 4 or 5 sizes too big.
Awesome.
She said they were like clown trousers.
Oh, amazing.
Said she didn't want to marry me in them.
Yeah.
And so really last minute, I had to find someone that can like tailor it.
Did you not try them on before?
Scott, it was like an apprentice task. I had 2 hours to find somewhere that would do it.
Anyway, if you look at the pictures of Harry, I'll just put it on my Twitter, but you'll find it. It's Harry posing with a pig. And he's wearing like a blazer there and somehow manages to pull off lilac flares while wearing a golden flower crown and holding a pig. Oh, and Gucci trainers off to top it off.
Scott Mills,
Radio 1.
Do you think there'll become a point where Harry Styles is just a model? I can see that happening.
Mm.
Please don't wear the Harry Styles thing ever. I was a joke.
Scott Mills.
It's a bold look, that Harry Styles campaign, isn't it? Real
very,
bold.
Very much so.
Please, like, just one day, come into Radio 1 in purple flares. It was so good.
There's a rule about animals here, though, isn't there? It's
where can we get a pig? No, we've done a livestock lounge before. I was in the old building.
Not for ages, mate. Try doing that now.
What, it wouldn't be allowed now, no?
There's like... we had a whole, if I'm wrong, like we had loads of animals. And all sorts.
We had a whole... It was called the Livestock Lounge.
Oh, that must have been great.
It was brilliant.
Explain how it worked. Was there people performing as well? Were the animals performing?
Hamsters were performing.
Like singing?
I can't remember. There were just loads of animals in the live lounge. It was
so
really weird.
So many forms.
Good name, though, isn't it? Oh, no, so many forms. Health and safety's gone mad. Where do you even get a pig? Oh, well, loads of our listeners will have them, because young farmers... That's a start, isn't it? Andy says, I'm assuming Chris is going to be recreating the Harry Pig pictures. Obviously, natural progression. I wish. I wish. But you're saying you don't think Harry pulls the pig off?
No, pulls off the pig, no.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Some people are saying this new Harry Styles fashion campaign is too far. And some people are saying he's not getting away with the flares. And there's some farm animals there, including you. What have you got against him?
What have I got against him?
Yeah,
no, I haven't got much. I just don't... I actually think, like, you look at Harry Styles in that whole get-up and think, oh, that's what fashion is. I actually don't think he pulls off the pig.
Right. You've just done a tweet. Who reckons Harry Styles pulls off the pig?
Yeah.
He totally gets away with it. Harry can and will
I'm
pull
not
off,
saying he doesn't get away with
pull
it.
Pull off whatever he likes and wants.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hi, Nicole.
Hiya.
Hi. So you're in Pontypridd, South Wales.
Yeah.
And you are going... Oh, it's your birthday yesterday. Happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday.
I tried to ring yesterday, but I didn't get through.
Oh, how old were you yesterday?
19.
Nah, love your voice. Okay, and you're going to Amsterdam for the first time ever on a plane, right?
Yeah, first time on a plane.
When's that?
28th.
Hang on, do you mean it's your first time on a plane or your first time just going
first
to Amsterdam?
Time on a plane.
Oh, wicked.
I know.
Right, it's like magic. Best. It's really good. Are you nervous?
Yeah, reading it. I don't know what to expect up there.
Oh, I don't know. Scott, explain it. This is great.
Oh, right. I used to be a really nervous flyer, Nicole, okay? And I'm totally over it now. So don't worry about it. Just, like, go with it. Just relax and enjoy. But do pay attention to the safety announcement.
What's that?
But obviously, they have to tell you if...
no, but she's not experienced this before.
Okay.
I know, exactly. You've got to, you know...
So you get...
In and info.
You get a whistle for attracting attention...
Do you?
Yeah, but don't use that unless there's an emergency, please. It's not just like we're not in a rave.
What's it when you've got to clap when the plane lands? Is that true?
On some
right, you're
when's
amazing.
When's your flight? You're amazing.
I'm keen to talk to you just before you fly.
Really?
28th. Right, 28th. Can we get you on maybe tomorrow and I can talk you through in detail because we haven't got time now. We've got to do bangers.
Of course you can.
I can talk you through in detail tomorrow, Nicole, what happens on that very first flight, okay?
This is brilliant. And do you know what? Don't do any research. Don't worry about that. We'll just talk to you tomorrow and we'll talk you through everything.
All right?
Okay.
We might even be able to get a pilot on or something like that. And we'll get everything sorted so you've got nothing to even think about when you turn up.
Exactly. And you'll know exactly what to expect and you'll be fully, like, mentally ready, all right?
Love it.
All right, okay. Well, one of the team will call you back later today, Nicole, and we'll talk you through the whole plane thing tomorrow.
Brilliant.
Here's what I've got for you on bangers. I tried so hard. You're not feeling this, are you, Nicole? I can tell.
I don't know the song.
Oh, it's In the End, Linkin Park.
No, is it? No.
No. It's cool if you don't know it. It's one of the best songs
I do like
ever
it,
made.
It's Bacatti. Okay.
All right.
It's one of those, if you heard it, you'd love it. Legendary song. I will offer up a banger, though, that you can choose from. All right, Nicole, you can have my choice. Nicole, are you a Kanye West fan?
I love Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's not Kanye West, but yeah.
Kim Kardashian there.
This is... Yeah, she might have been around at this point.
She was there, yeah.
She was sort of there, but this is Kanye West, Flashing Light.
Oh, I love it.
I'm kind of intrigued to see what you go for here.
Really?
Right.
Go on, then.
Just because I don't know the song... And I would like to listen to the entire song. I would go for the first song.
Yes, Nicole. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Who is that? Who picked the song?
Me, Scott.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow, on the show, a girl from Pontypridd learns about her first ever plane trip.
Yes.
This is going to be amazing. I'll speak to you tomorrow, Nicole.
Okay. Ta-da.
Hello, this is Greg James from Radio 1 Breakfast. Radio 1 Breakfast. This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense from The Breakfast Show. Literally nonsensical.
I went down to the ferry to check it out and there it was, a pasty come across the water.
Gemma, you're on with Calvin!
Hi!
I'm like about to let myself in work.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download and subscribe now from the new BBC Sounds app or from wherever you found this podcast.
Tell you what, Nicole is learning a lot in the next couple of days. One, she's just learned about Linkin Park. And two, tomorrow she's going to learn what it's like to go on a plane. Mind blown.
She's amazing. That was the right choice as well. Ovs.
Nicole, I know you're still listening. I hope you like the song.
Can't wait to catch up with her.
I cannot. So many people are like, that girl, Nicole, just made my day.
Everyone's so kind as well. You know what? All these people messaging in saying, I'm happy to talk about what it's like being on a plane. Air hostesses,
yeah,
pilots.
I got cabin crew, loads of cabin crew on.
This could be great tomorrow.
This is going to be good tomorrow. Should we get her to do the whole seatbelt thing and everything?
Let's all just rally round and kind of show what that experience is like.
And Nicole, if you are still listening, yes, you must clap at the end.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, Max. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks.
So you are a fresher at Exeter Uni, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Having lots of fun?
Definitely. Totally worth it. A-levels is a struggle, but it's totally worth it.
Is it just the fun stage at the moment?
Bit of the serious side as well, but, you know, mostly fun.
Well, that's what Freshers Week's for, you know?
Exactly.
You've got a bed in, Max.
Yes, definitely. I am doing that, and I'm really enjoying it.
Good, I'm really pleased.
You have got a bed in, but also... It's like, I think a lot of people think that they have to have everything sorted in Freshers Week, like the friends that you're going to have.
Make new friends in the first week, spend the next 3 years trying to get rid of them.
Exactly. No, I'm joking. Obviously, I love my hall. It's great at the moment.
At the moment, yeah.
We love that uni as well. We always have a good time there.
So fun.
Don't we, Scott?
Now, here's a question, Max. Have you rang your mum?
Yes, I have done.
Okay, and how was that?
She's getting... all she wants, you know, all the answers.
Right.
It's true. Well, you say that, all the answers. I doubt you're being totally honest with her.
Let's not go there.
Okay. Oh, I bet she misses you, though.
Yeah, definitely. She had a little cry when she left.
Oh,
Scott, it's tricky for mums, though, isn't it? Oh, my little Max, he's growing up. Oh, look at him.
Now, Max, you said maybe you've kind of, like, given selective answers to your mum about how's it been going at university, yeah?
Yeah.
Everyone would do the same. However, thanks for agreeing to do this. I do have your mum ready and waiting on the line, and we're going to play a little game after this.
Scott Mills.
So this is Max, a fresher in Exeter, going out, making new friends, generally having a blast.
Definitely.
Now it's time to introduce your mum to the proceedings, Max. Are you okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Hello, Louise.
Hi there.
Oh, you missing him?
I am. I have to be honest, I am missing him. I love my Max.
Aww. Have you turned his room into something yet? A gym?
We've got plenty of ideas. We've already got a university friend coming on Thursday night who we actually met at Exeter University in the same hall that Max is in.
You're replacing your son?
Yeah, we are.
Getting a new one?
With an older model.
Oh, all right. What, a mature student?
Something like that.
Right. And Max, you're being replaced already. It's week one.
Oh, it's fine. They'll be back.
Only for one night.
Oh, it's one night. Oh,
I love the phrase mature student, Scott.
So do I. Do you know what I mean? What does it mean?
I'm a mature student, not like the others.
Okay, so we're here to play a game today, Max and Mother Louise. Max's first week at Exeter Uni. I have got three multiple choice questions here, Louise, okay?
Right.
Each one of them will have three possible answers. One of the answers will be correct. Max, I do need to warn you that some of the scenarios that we've made up because of the multiple choice answers may be slightly awkward for your mother to hear.
That's fine.
Is that okay?
Yep, that's fine.
Question one. Last night, during a drinking game, Max was voted most likely to A. get a facial STI, B. throw up this week, or C. have relations with his lecturer.
B.
Straight away there, Louise.
You're horrible.
You don't think that he'd be a real teacher's pet, so to speak.
Well, I do think that he would be tempted, but I don't think he'd actually carry it through.
Okay. No. And he's not the type to dive in and be one of the first to get an STI?
I'm hoping not.
Right. Okay.
I've had the education, it's okay.
Right, okay, good. As long as you have, Max, that's good. That's good
to know. So, Max, just to qualify, you don't want your mum to give you the talk right now, do you, on Radio 1?
Shout out to Radna House for giving me the sex education, and, of course, my parents.
Yeah.
Right, excellent. Yeah. Yeah,
shout out to them.
Yeah. Okay, all right, so, Mum, you're saying, in a drinking game last night, Max was voted most likely to throw up this week?
I think so, yes.
So your answer is B.
Yay.
What's the story there, Max?
During the game, we were asked the question, who's most likely to throw up this week? And everyone pointed at me, so I had to finish my drink.
Oh, dear. Max, you've got to look after yourself, mate. Don't do stuff, you know, don't bow to peer pressure there.
There's no peer pressure. There wasn't much left.
I like these most likely to questions. We've never really discussed it, Scott. What are you most likely to?
Be last in the bar?
Yeah, well, actually, no, you've gone, like, fitness at the moment, haven't you? So, yeah, it's all changed.
Most likely to go for a run tomorrow morning. Okay.
That is going to happen tomorrow. I am going for a run.
Are you, though, Max?
Time table that in.
Is he indeed? No, probably not.
No.
No.
Okay, so we're one question down. Max and Mum Louise, back with you next with some more.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so we're speaking to fresher Max and his Mum Louise. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello again.
So, Louise, Mum, is hearing a lot about Max's first week as a fresher at Exeter Uni. We've done one question, however, there are two more to go. They have three multiple choice answers. One of those answers will be correct, the other two will be made up by us. But all very awkward for your mum to hear, really, Max.
It's fine.
It's fine at the moment.
It's a little bit awkward all around this, actually, Scott.
Question two. What did Max dress up as last night? You sound nervous, Louise.
I am. This is the bit I don't know about.
Oh, he's not mentioned this. Okay. All right, so did Max dress up as A, sex panther with whiskers, B, Meghan Markle's dad, or C, a naughty nurse?
C.
Oh, it's a tricky one, this, Louise, isn't it? I can hear it in your voice.
I think the idea of a naughty nurse might have appealed to him. But having said that, he wouldn't have had the outfit, so he probably went for Meghan Markle's dad, because that's a bit easier just to dress up as.
Right, just dress up as a dad.
Go for B again.
You're going for B, okay.
I think Meghan Markle's dad is like a cop-out fancy dress. It's like when someone just turns up in their own clothes, and it's like, what are you? Oh, it's Meghan Markle's dad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Although quite funny.
Yeah.
Not that would be fancy dress.
No.
It's not far off Halloween, actually, is it? Thinking about it. I love Halloween outfits that are topical, though, from the year. So, like Meghan Markle's dad.
Yeah.
Russian spy. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Those. Really good.
I think he would have gone for the Russian spy if that had been an option.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, not on here, I'm afraid. All right, so... You're going for B. He dressed up last night as Meghan Markle's dad. No, it was A.
Oh.
You got that wrong.
Seriously?
Max, do you want to describe what the outfit was to your mum if she doesn't know what a sex panther is?
Well, pretty much. I've been called dubbed as the ladies' man in my floor.
Where did that come from, then?
They decided I was quite nice, and, they just came up with that.
Max,
yeah,
you're absolutely smashing it by the sounds of it.
Hmm. It really does sound like.
So.
Yeah, it does sound like you're having a great time. Have you ever thought of your son as a ladies' man?
I think that he's got the potential, definitely, looking at Instagram last night.
Oh, what happened on Instagram?
Surrounded by women.
Surrounded by women. You are a horse of darkness, Max. That's what you are.
A horse of darkness.
You are a dark horse.
That's great.
I just.
A dark panther, I think. But
dark sex panther. That's what you are.
Your dark sex panther, horsey son.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, here's question number three. What is the one thing that Max has done so far that would really annoy his mum? A, spent some of his student loan on a premium adult website subscription. Max, you've gone quiet.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. B, Max, don't be so nervous. I can hear the breathing.
Yeah. Punting.
B, being arrested by the police for urinating on the wall of Exeter Prison.
Ooh.
Or C, getting kicked out of co-op?
C, definitely.
Why do you say that?
Because I think he would have been too nervous to speak to me this morning, which he did if he'd been arrested.
Or been on an adult website subscription.
Do you think he's more a stream for free kind of guy?
I think he would have been in the co-op looking for a sausage roll.
Right, yeah.
Way home last night.
Mm-hmm. Also, he doesn't need the subscription. He's a proper ladies' man, actually.
Well, this game's better than I remember.
All right, so you're saying C, getting kicked out of co-op?
Yeah, I reckon.
It is C.
Yay, phew. That is phew. Such a relief to hear.
Louise, you got 2 out of 3 there. You know your son very well.
Well, hopefully, unless you're going to tell me something else now.
No, that's it.
Scott Mills
on Radio 1. Earlier we spoke to Nicole. She has never been on a plane. She's 19. She's going on one in a few days. She'll be back on tomorrow and we will talk her through the whole thing, what to expect. I did give her one piece of advice, though, and that was always clap when the plane has successfully landed. I like it when you do that. Certain airline that does it all the time, isn't there?
Which one?
Is it the one that rhymes with Ryanair?
Yeah, it's the one with the trumpets, isn't it, as well?
No need. Kevin, what are you saying, Kevin?
Well, I just want to know when this round of applause malarkey will be stopping, Scott, because do you give the round of applause to the waiter at the end of serving you the meal or your personal trainer after he's finished your routine?
Oh, okay.
So true.
So you're not a fan of the clapping when the plane lands?
No, not at all. I just think it's a little bit unnecessary. I don't get a round of applause when I walk out of the office every night.
No, Scott, you don't applaud your personal chef when they cook you your dinner at night, do you? You don't applaud your maid?
I do not applaud the person that pours me the final glass of wine in the evening. Echo Falls, my house.
That person that scrubs your back in the bath.
I don't.
You don't applaud them afterwards. It's ridiculous.
I guess it is a bit weird thinking about it. So should we tell Nicole tomorrow not to do that, Kevin?
I think that would be best, and it might stop this whole silly business of applauding the pilot.
All right, OK. Hey, Galantis is about to finish. Shall we applaud their work?
Give them a round of applause.
Yeah. Galantis there.
Very good.
With love on me. Very good.
Scott Mills.
That is true, actually. Another Kevin from Norwich has been on saying, has it occurred to actually anyone that the pilot can't even hear the applause? It's true. Like, yeah. You're just clapping away. He can't hear it.
Harry in Essex says people clap at the end of every lecture.
What?
That is awful.
What university are you at? And that's the end of the lecture.
Rubbish.
Matt from Ilkeston has been on. Has literally just come back from Italy where they clap at everything. The best one being the theme park rides. So when the ride ends, everyone claps as if it's pulling back into the station. So you just finished like a roller coaster or whatever.
Less of that.
Martin says, only applaud if it's a good landing. No bouncing, no clap.
Scott Mills.
Shout out to the female pilots. Gabby's been on. She's cabin crew, but knows loads of girl pilots as well for an airline that rhymes with EasyJet. And it is not okay to clap. It's mainly Italian school kids that do. You see, Italy again. But it does make us laugh that you're impressed that the pilots managed to land a plane.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Radio.